Audio description pre-show notes. Dungeons and Dragons, the 20-sided tavern. The venue. Adventurers, prepare to be immersed in the world of the 20-sided tavern, a cluttered medieval-style tavern full of magic, twists and turns, right in the heart of the Sydney Opera House. The 20-sided tavern can be found inside the studio, a small theatre in the middle of the long, narrow western foyer on the Opera House's ground floor. The studio shares the western foyer with the Playhouse and Drama Theatre to either side. Along the western wall of the foyer are many large glass windows and doors leading out to the Opera House's paved forecourt and harbour's edge. The western foyer also has a bar and cafe for drinks and snacks, including for this show a special menu of themed cocktails, mocktails and treats, a box office counter for ticketing questions and to pick up any tickets, a cloakroom where you can store coats or bags during the performance, toilets at either end of the foyer with an accessible option at both locations, and for this show, a merchandise stand and a photo station with tavern backdrop and props, both opposite the venue entry doors. You will enter the studio on the mezzanine level, a raised balcony of seating that wraps around the edges of the theatre. Two flights of stairs either side of the entry will take you down to the lower floor level. Jutting out from the far left corner of the floor is a wide raised wooden stage with three edges at its front, a half hexagon shape. Seating rows are arranged in three banks around the stage, one facing toward the left edge, one in the middle, and one facing toward the right edge. Behind these seating banks, tucked under the mezzanine level near the stairs, is a small bar that will be open before the show and at interval. The tavern. The tavern is filled with clutter on all sides. Upturned tables, chairs, small shelves, table lamps, toolboxes and suitcases, a human bust wearing medieval armour, a curly grey old lady wig and glasses, a violin with a strap, the list goes on. The clutter is piled so high it spills onto the mezzanine level above. Most of the furniture, along with the tavern stage itself, is wooden, giving the whole place a rustic, homey feel. Large wooden beams inscribed with words in an ancient-looking script are hung across the balcony railings and along the top of the theatre to either side of the tavern stage, secured with oversized ropes tied in knots. The inscribed words on the beams will light up and change colour at different moments during the evening's adventure. Hanging from the ceiling over the audience are faded coloured bunting flags and vintage Art Deco-style stained glass lampshades with colour-changing light bulbs. In the middle of the tavern stage is a long wooden bar counter with four mismatched stools in front of it. Two small, three-sided privacy screens sit on top of the counter to hide the covert plans of the dungeon master and the tavern keeper. Amongst the cluttered and upturned furniture to the right of the bar counter is a large wooden bench. Three small and mismatched tables are scattered around the bench, each holding a mismatched box or bowl lined with felt, a dice tray, as well as an arrangement of playing cards printed with character stats and abilities. Each of the dice trays is lined with a different colour felt that matches the colour of its table, red, blue, and green. Three small cameras, camouflaged as antique lamps, are angled straight down onto the dice trays. Stretching along the back wall of the tavern behind the bar counter is a large three-panelled LED screen. The two outer panels angle inward to create an open half-hexagon shape that mirrors the front edges of the stage. As you enter the tavern to begin your quest, the screen is divided into three sections like a medieval triptych, each bordered by a Gothic-style wooden arch. Beneath the arch in the center of the screen is a large blackboard surface. Inside the arches on the left and right screen panels are two large wood carvings. On the left, the carving depicts four people holding household objects as weapons. One brandishes an umbrella. Another wields paintbrushes. One holds an oversized 20-sided dice in their palm. And one holds a broom and has a cat over their shoulders. These same four people are pictured in the wood carving on the right-hand screen, only here they are transformed into their Dungeons & Dragons characters. The person with the umbrella now holds a long staff. The person brandishing the paintbrushes has become a cat-like creature holding knives. The person with the 20-sided dice now wears robes and carries a large scepter. And the person who was holding the broom is now a fearsome giant wielding an axe, ready to swing. Depending on the paths that you and your fellow adventurers choose to take on your journey, you will visit a range of different locations set in and around the fantastical city of Waterdeep. All three panels of the LED screen will become a full backdrop of each new environment, panoramic scenes drawn in a 2D cartoon style, bursting with colour. The players. We will be introduced to five players, regulars of the 20-sided tavern, who each have their own role to play in creating a unique story with us. William Casper, the Dungeon Master. Presiding over our adventure from behind the bar of the 20-sided tavern is Dungeon Master Will. The Dungeon Master, or DM, is a storyteller whose role is to guide players and adventurers on their quest. Will is a young man in his 20s, tall and slender, with light-coloured skin and short strawberry blonde hair slicked back from his face. He is dressed casually, wearing faded dark grey jeans and black sand shoes, a black t-shirt, and a faded purple cargo jacket with a soft grey hood. An assortment of hats, wigs, glasses, and other accessories stashed behind the bar will also help our Dungeon Master transform into a diverse ensemble of non-player characters, or NPCs. Zoe Harlan, the Tavern Keeper. Also stationed behind the bar to the left of the Dungeon Master is Tavern Keeper Zoe, assistant to the DM. The Tavern Keeper is responsible for making sure the adventure runs smoothly by overseeing the logistics of the game. Zoe is in their early 30s with a slim build and pale skin. Their long, curly dark hair is styled with the sides loosely twisted and pinned away from their face, and with a neat fringe over their forehead. They are dressed all in black, black overalls with a black t-shirt underneath and a pair of black lace-up combat boots. This outfit is accessorized with glittery silver and purple nail polish, sparkly purple eyeshadow with black winged eyeliner, and various pieces of silver jewelry in the shape of stars and crescent moons. The heroes. The remaining players will form a party of three eccentric heroes, each of them filling a specific role based on their abilities. On entering the tavern before the show, adventurers will be invited to select a sticker with one of three colours, representing your allegiance to one of the three heroes. Red for Team Warrior, blue for Team Spellcaster, and green for Team Trickster. Each team will assist their chosen hero throughout their quest by participating in elections and challenges to influence the odds of success. The three remaining players are introduced below along with their assigned role in the party. As for the names and characteristics of the heroes these players will become, that will be entirely up to you and your fellow adventurers in the 20-sided tavern to decide. Davy Siegel, the Warrior. Davy will be playing the role of a warrior, relying on physical strength and fighting to succeed in challenges. He is in his 30s, average height with a stocky build and olive skin. He is bold with a full black beard and thick dark eyebrows. When he first arrives in the tavern, Davy is wearing black jeans and black leather boots, with an open red button-up shirt over a white t-shirt. The rest of his costume will vary depending on the character selected for him by his team. Eleanor Stankovic, the Spellcaster. Eleanor will be playing the role of Spellcaster, using magic and intelligence to make problems disappear. She is in her 20s or 30s and is tall and slender, with light skin and a blonde bob cropped just above her shoulders. When we first meet Eleanor in the tavern, she is wearing high-waisted light blue jeans, white sneakers, and a navy blue cropped t-shirt that reveals part of her midriff. Her costume will be determined by her team in the audience. Truby Dylan Smith, the Trickster. Truby will be playing the role of a trickster, full of charm and mischief. He is in his mid-30s, with an average height, slim build, and a Samoan European appearance with olive-brown skin and curly black hair. When he first arrives in the tavern, Truby is wearing forest green khaki shorts, dirty white canvas shoes with dark green socks, and a light green polo shirt. As with his fellow heroes, his full costume will be decided by his team members. Audience participation. There is one additional player who will help shape this adventure and determine the fate of our three heroes. You, the audience. Throughout the show, you will be prompted to participate in polls and elections, puzzles, quizzes, and other online games, all via the browser-based Gameiotic software that can be accessed by connecting to the in-venue Wi-Fi and scanning a QR code on arrival. The Gameiotic software has been tested by the audio description team and was demonstrated to have functionality with basic read-aloud screen technology embedded within a smartphone. You are encouraged to keep the browser software open and on hand throughout your quest, as you may be required to think and act quickly when faced with a new choice or challenge. Adventurers may also have the opportunity to take part in a selection of in-person games and to interact directly with the players by suggesting responses to verbal prompts. The outcome of your participation, whether success or failure or everything in between, will have the power to alter the course of the story in real time. The adventure is in your hands. End of pre-show notes.